Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast, hour number three here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here today. Carver High and the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart, in for Scotty here as we've got me and Cam for the next couple of segments. And then the Sportsbook Consigliere is going to be on this hour as well, Dave Sharapan, and we'll get some thoughts in with him too. All right, Cam, because you brought this up, I will put the Heisman odds up because you mentioned something to me during the break. So I will throw this board up here. There it is. So Travis Hunter has now opened up in minus money territory there. So he's minus 330. Genty's plus 350. Cam Ward's 14. Gabriel's 25. Now Curtis Rourke's 30. You mentioned something to me, and then I said, what's Rourke's number if somehow, some way Indiana beats Ohio State this week? I don't think he could. What's the number, Cam? What do you think the number is if he's been?
I said 10, and you said what? Between 8 and 15. So we're reading each other's. We're basically in the same zone. Here's the deal, too.
Because if
Travis Hunter could lose this week at Colorado. But the thing is, he's so damn good. Is it his fault? But it's a team game. But I'm telling you, if you were to make one crazy investment on this board, your work makes the most sense.
Here's the problem, Cam. And this is where you got into a very slippery slope with this award. In the past 25 years, they have turned this award into an MVP award. It's not what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be the best player in college football, which I think Travis Hunter has a very good case, you could say. I think maybe he does have the case to be the best player in college football this year with what he does on both sides of the ball. But why are we now, out of nowhere, going away from the rules? Because like you said, let's say Colorado loses to Kansas this week. Let's say Colorado somehow loses their last game and don't make the Big 12 title game. Shouldn't he get docked the way that Cam Ward gets docked when Miami lost last week? Or that Dylan Gabriel gets docked for Oregon not playing well and being 16-13 beating Wisconsin? Because the quarterbacks, Cam, get docked if their team doesn't win and doesn't play well. It's just fact. And I've always said it shouldn't be that way. This is the best player in college football. That's what the award is. But they've turned it into an MVP award. And if it is an MVP award, then it also has to matter for the guy who's not a quarterback. And if you're right, and I don't know if they're going to lose this week, but if they do, then you got to dock them like you dock the quarterbacks. That's what you've turned this award into, right? That's how it
they
should
won't.
Be.
You know, Carver.
I know they won't,
were on
but
top
they should.
Of this stuff, and that, it's not right. But I'm just saying, that's why I really, really, really want to take a shot at work at 30. But I could do the smartest thing in the world if they win, but I'm still not going to win, even if he's the second choice. Genty, running back, he's been special this year for Boise State. But this is the whole thing, man. It's the Colorado. It bothers me. Because when the hell is Indiana football? These guys are undefeated. What do you want from them?
Well, it's different if they – you're right. If they win this week, it makes it a different conversation. If Miami wins their last 2 weeks – and Ward finishes 11-1 and then wins the ACC title on top of that. Mm. Why Cam Ward, if Miami wins the ACC and Colorado loses in the next couple of weeks, Ward's going to be back in the mix, Cam. And he's dropped down to 14-1. He's going to be back in the mix if that happens because they have turned this into more than just the best player in college football. Because it would be Hunter and Genty by a mile if it was just that. But it's not. And that's why the quarterbacks of teams that win and win their conferences and make the playoffs get more juice than anyone else. And that's why Ward is still live there, too. Ward is still live.
He's live. He's live. I just think Ward's
numbers. And they get punished more. Because I don't think it was Ward's fault that they lost to Georgia Tech 2 weeks ago.
I agree.
I don't think it was Ward's fault. But yet he drops down the high
school board. These quarterbacks.
He still throws for 350 and four touchdowns every week. What change? They lost the game, so he got docked. So that means you have to apply that to the other guys that are at the top now, the guys that aren't quarterbacks. You have to apply it to them too. You can't change the meaning of the award year by year to make – you have now made it an MVP award, not the best player in college football. That's what they've done, Cam, unfortunately. And they're going to have to live moving forward. Notre Dame beat Virginia. Yeah, I tried. Texas didn't cover against Arkansas. Clemson didn't cover against Pitt. SMU didn't cover against BC. Nice effort by LSU losing outright to Florida on Saturday. Nice job by them. And Oregon didn't cover against Wisconsin.
You want to talk about the New York football Jets? Okay, that's going too far. But this Brian Kelly LSU, oh, yeah. Like, get over it, man. You guys never win a big game. You suck. And you know what? You don't just lose. You get pummeled. I'm so sick and tired of this crap. Ed Orgeron should have stayed there, for God's sake. Brian Kelly, what have you done to make this program better? With your fake Southern accent, you come in there like, oh, I'm the man. I'm going to change everything. You're the silly. Like, what have you done? You get murdered by good teams in the SEC. Get bent. That team's a joke. Sorry, Carver. I had to get that off my chest. It's right. You know I'm right. Am I right?
FAU fired head coach Tom Herman today as well. Chopped for Tom Herman as he's already out of the mix. So there was a report he was sniffing around for other jobs too. As in OC jobs. Because, again, a lot of these guys, they don't like what being the head coach in college football has become. And one last thing here. The public got absolutely smashed in college football this weekend. Did you see this, Cam? 82% were on Oregon, no cover. 75% on Louisville, lost outright. 72% on Tennessee, lost. 71% Notre Dame, didn't cover. 68% Texas, didn't cover. Bad week for the public probably means what,
not
Cam?
Me.
Good week for who? The books,
good week
right?
For
good
me.
Week for them.
No, I
good
took
good week for
Wisconsin.
Cam.
I took I bet against Tennessee. Everyone thought they were getting too many points. No, it's good. Like, Joe Ranieri knows I have a flaw as a character. I bet bad teams too long. Tennessee Titans. You know what I mean? Whatever. But when I see spots like this, I Oregon, to me, laying 13.5 at Madison, I'm like, are you nuts? That is a hard place to play. And Oregon is a totally different team at Autzen on the West Coast than they are anywhere in the damn Midwest. That's the way it works, Carver. These West Coast teams have problems going east and playing this type of football, smash mouth Wisconsin style football. But do you agree with me at LSU? I just want your guides that they're not a very good team.
Me and Scotty were saying this last week. You know, Brian Kelly's another bad year away from he's going to be wishing he stayed in South Bend. And that's a job that he could have had for life.
They
would have never ran him out of South Bend because he would have kept winning 10 plus games every year, and there would have been nowhere near the amount of pressure that has now been put on him in the SEC, in LSU, going to a place that had just won a national championship a couple of years before he got there. So that
how many
is
years is left on his
lot.
Contract? How much is he owed?
He's been there.
If he wasn't owed a lot, he'd be fired. He'd be fired after this year. The fans don't like him, man. They're done. Like he's not one of them.
I think he's got, because of how much they invested in him, he's probably got, like I said, a little bit more leeway. But you go 6-6 or 7-5 again next year, and I think that I think he'll get one more year after that, but it's going to start to tighten for him fairly quickly.
Oh,
all right, we'll come back, Cam. I'll do the top 25 stuff with Scotty tomorrow because he's going to want to do that with him being back too. We'll come back, Cam. I got to get through all these NBA games tonight. I need to hear who you like in the hockey too, because we have a bunch of hockey games as well. So we have to get through all of that. So we will come back. The Cavs went to 15-0 on Sunday night.
Unreal.
They didn't even play Mitchell. It didn't matter because the Hornets stink. So the Cavs are 15-0, and they play Boston tomorrow night. We'll give you all the NBA for tonight when we come back, coast to coast, right after this.
We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coast to coast here on a Monday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have you with us. Actually, I want to say this first, Cam, before you go. Before we do all the NBA and the NHL. Can you believe that this Campos won in Bermuda this weekend on the PGA Tour? I don't want you to leave without me talking about this Campos. Where did this Campos guy come from this week? And, of course, left us all lying in his wake this weekend down there in Bermuda with all the heavy wind and all the problems that they had. I was very disappointed, yeah. Cam, when I saw Campos won.
Disappointed? You want to hear what's going on? This guy, I don't have enough time in the segment, but I tell you, it goes like this. Miscut, 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 30th. Miscut, miscut, miscut. Like, what happened? We have Andrew Novak, and then all of a sudden on the Novocaine. Back nine, Novocaine can't hit a putt on the back nine. Like, it's just, I got to be honest with you. And then on the European Tour, I have Rasmus Højgaard as one of my picks, and he's second. Yeah. And we both had the Irish bear who came third. Enough. Second, third, second. If I, Rory. You know what, Carver, I'm telling you, I'm just each weighing. I told you, each weighing, guys, top six, whatever, split up my damn bet. I can't live just dig. Every time I just take it outright, it's a see, I'm rattled. Sorry, you got me. That's my blood pressure spiking right now.
And I'll say this to end this, and about that DP World Tour. Rory makes a lot of money over there, and congratulations to him. He won the championship Sunday, and he won another race to Dubai. A lot of money in Rory's bank account. I'm sure at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, right? You know what I mean, you just keep building, stacking the millions on top of millions. It's all good. But it was his sixth race to Dubai win, and I'll tell you this, Cam. The only thing anyone's going to remember about Rory this year is him missing those two putts at Pinehurst. And you're not going to remember him winning any race to Dubai or any of that stuff. And he knows it. He knows it. Is he missed at those putts.
Here's Campos. Ready? Miscut, 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 T13. Miscut, 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 win. You tell me how the hell that happens.
That's tough.
Me and Lionel Hutz and a smoking monkey win that case for fun.
That's not ideal right there.
Come on.
NBA tonight, Cam. Let's go. The Bulls are in Detroit against the Pistons. Last PGA event of the year, by the way, is coming up. Actually, we got the Hero in a few weeks, too. But this week, you got the RSM down at Sea Island. We'll do the picks on Wednesday. -4.5 for the Pistons at home against the Bulls. 233.5. Big total here for these two.
Yeah, big total. I don't know what to think. Not a lot of defense. What do you think, Carver? I'd probably take the points with the Bulls. I like Detroit in a role where, you know what I mean, I'm getting tons and tons of points. So, yeah, I'll lean that way.
Yeah, not the same when they're laying 4.5. That's for sure.
Yes.
I like the over. The Sixers are in Miami against the Heat. I did see Embiid is doubtful for this game. He's got an illness. He's got the sniffles. So he's probably not going to play. Heat -5.5, 211.5 the total.
I'll tell you, I like the Heat in this spot. Philadelphia, I think Miami gets it done, wins this game probably by 8-12. And I lean over 211.5.
This next one, Cam, this feels like a March line when these teams are playing out the string. 14.5 for the Wizards at the Garden against the Knicks. I mean, 233.5 total. Now, Cam, that is some healthy living.
Give me Washington. Give me Washington out of principle.
We usually, am I wrong here? That's a line you normally see in March when teams have completely let it go and are just trying to get to the finish line. You usually don't see that in November, the 14. Now, you saw it last week and the Hawks beat the Celtics outright with that 16. Mm-hmm. I don't think the Wizards will do that tonight, but, and I know they suck, but that's a lot of lumber in that game. I'll go with you on the Wizards. Pacers are in Toronto against the Raptors. Pacers -3.5, 234.5, another big total.
Feels like a trap line. I'll tell you one thing about the Raptors. They cover numbers. They're a team. They're supposed to be in tank mode to rebuild this thing. But I think this is an interesting number, Carver. I think the Raptors can win the game, so I will take the 3.5.
You've got the Bucks tonight at home against the Rockets. Now, I know that there was some the probables in there. It sounds like Dame time may be back. Giannis probable as well. And the line says as much, Cam, as they have it now, -3.5 for the Bucks with a 224.5.
Who do you like in this game? I was thinking too many people might be on Milwaukee, but
I'm taking the Rockets.
No,
Rockets have played better than Milwaukee over the first couple weeks, Cam.
This is the trapdoor special of the night. Rockets, money line, and spread. Cut it with a Ginsu. Let's rock, Carver. I'm on your side.
The Magic are in Phoenix tonight against the Suns. Now, the Suns started out great, and then they lost Durant, and now they've lost Beal, and now they're just losing guys left and right. Magic, of course, don't have Bankera, but they've played pretty well without him. -4.5. They're 4.5-point road favorites in Phoenix tonight. 212.5 the total.
I think I might have to take Orlando. They've won 5 straight games. As for Phoenix, they're flaky. I don't like to lay that kind of points on the road, but the Orlando Magic got something cooking right now. I don't want to get in front of them. Maybe part of a money line parlay.
Maybe indeed. Atlanta is in Sacramento against the Kings tonight. Kings -3.5, 236.5. I'll say there's some big totals tonight, Cam. Total. Got a lot of games in the 230s here tonight. A lot of games.
Tough game. I lean Sacramento, but I don't love it. That line's a little bit short, and I get worried when they have short lines like that. But yeah, you know what? I hate to say it, Carver. I can't bet the under in these games. I can't with Atlanta and Sacramento. There's no defense.
Over, Cam. It's very simple. POINTS, 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 points. Up, 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 and away for those two. And the Warriors are in L.A. at the Intuit Dome against the Clippers. Warriors -5.5. I know Curry was on the injury report. It looks like he's going to be good to go. I'll lay it with the Warriors. The Clippers stink, Cam.
Me too. I'll lay it with that. The Clippers have been good to me, but I'll take the Warriors tonight too. I think they just get the cover.
We'll come back. We got to find out who Cam likes on the ice tonight, as we do have some hockey, a lot of hockey games tonight. We'll get some of Cam's thoughts, including I heard him saying something about a visit to the Shark Tank for the Red Wings tonight that we will have to discuss. So we'll see that when we come back. Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Monday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Monday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here today. All right, Cam, I have some hockey for you. Hockey for us. One thing from last night, and that is Ovechkin had a hat trick in the Capitals' win against Vegas. And he now is tied for the NHL leading goal. He's got 13 goals this year, and more importantly for him, he is 29 goals away now, from passing Wayne Gretzky as the all-time leader. I thought, Cam, especially after how he played last year, I thought it would bleed into next year for him that he would get it, because I knew he was going to play until he gets it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's playing well enough this year that he might get it this year, to be quite honest with you. The rate that he's putting the pucks in the net. Guys,
I got to tell you, Carver,
really,
a lot of people like the under this year, and I disagree with them. I go, this guy, and the one thing is, Washington, he's going to get all the power play time. They're going to look for him all the time because of the record. He's feeling inspired. There's no reason to think he's going to quit. The guy's a machine. He gets an open look. It's going right through the goalies. Like, Ovechkin's been one of the best snipers of all time, and you know what? His teammates are going to get him there. So I'm shocked too, Carver. It's a lot of goals, but I don't see him slowing down.
Certainly doesn't. And he is guy's a freak. He's just been unbelievable. 6 games tonight in the NHL. We'll start in Boston. The Blue Jackets in to take on the Bruins. tonight. Obviously, some heavy lumber here as the Blue Jackets, they stink. They're in the bad pile of teams. -194 for Boston, 6.5 the total.
Small play out of Spike. Give me the Columbus Blue Jackets +1.5 in this game. I think they can actually hang in there. Yeah, it's a Spike bet.
Small play out of Spike. Colorado's in Philadelphia tonight. Colorado has not gotten it going as they're 9-9 spinning their wheels. They are two Bill Road favorites, though, tonight in Philly. This total 6.5, too.
Know what, Carver? Maybe the over in this game, because Philadelphia is one thing. They're a little bit loose, but they can score goals. Let's wait, though. 6.5 is there, and I'll wait for the game to start. If there's no goal early, we get the 5.5, and then we'll smash it. I expect Colorado to win the game, too. A lot of juice,
Edmonton
though.
Also significant favorites on the road tonight in Montreal against the Canadiens. -275 with a 6.5.
Listen to this one. The Canadiens, +1.5 is the bet. Oilers might blow them out. Last time Oilers played, overtime win. They win by one. Overtime win. Montreal beat them 6-2. Edmonton 5-3 and Montreal 5-2. Is there a pattern here? Montreal plays Edmonton tough. Give me +1.5 with the Montreal Canadiens tonight. Sprinkle money line as a super pooch.
The Ducks are in Dallas against the Stars. More heavy lumber. In fact, I... 450 I'm seeing now. I mean, I saw 410
and now
450 for the Stars with a 6.5.
I can't even do a parlay piece. I'll tell you one thing about the Stars, too. They're amazing, but this is the type of game they screw up. They screw up against like teams like the Sharks and the Blackhawks. I can't lay 410. I'm passing.
I can't. The game's a pass, Cam. Caps after the win last night are in Utah tonight. This is a pick'em game I got right now. -110 both ways.
Everyone's jumping on the Capitals. This is my pick tonight. I like the Utah Hockey Club at home. Washington's been playing great. Letdown spot for them. Utah, please.
And finally, the Red Wings are at the Shark Tank tonight against San Jose. I'm seeing at this moment -145 for Detroit on the road.
You know what? I'm going to take the Sharks. This might be a sucker bet, but they're 5-3-2 in their last 10 games. That game against Pittsburgh where Scotty was at, they were down 3-0 and grinded back to get a shootout loss and a point. The Sharkies are tough. They lost to the Rangers by one. Don't underestimate this damn team. Give me SJ Sharky. He's my friend. I want him tonight. Sharks. I could be insane, Carver.
You might be. I know nobody ever likes to play the team when their first game back after a long trip, right? They were on the East Coast for a week, come home tonight. Red Wings have been out west for the last few days. It's tough. But listen, there's a lot of big pooches on the NHL card tonight, Cam. There's quite a few that you can go with. Cam, tremendous job, as always, as I know I've got the Sportsbook Consigliere here to finish things off. I believe I'll see you Wednesday, right, for the RSM. We got one more, Sea Island, Georgia. We got to get ready here
all
for the picks.
For you on Wednesday. I'm here a few days next week, too, Carver. You're gonna see me so much,
too.
You're going to want to punch me in the face. I love you, buddy.
Plenty of Cam the next couple of weeks with me. We'll come back. We'll get Sharapan involved, too. We'll get his thoughts for some stuff tonight. Back after this, Coast to Coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Monday. Carver High in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here today. Always great to have the Sportsbook Consigliere stop by C2C. Of course, Dave Sharapan here with us. You see him weeknights on In Game Live. Tonight he'll be part, of course, the pregame before they get to the guys, the kickoff, right, Dave? We always see you in the kickoff right before it goes over the guys. So we got that tonight. And what a game, Dave, you have with the Texans and the Cowboys tonight. There's a lot to be excited about there. Hi.
Hi, Mike. Good to see you. I miss you so much. We used to do the radio show together all the time and talk a lot more frequently. But I'm glad to be here today.
I was going to come on and talk like Scotty because the Steelers, you know, they won. They had a big game, Carver High. You know, I was there. In fact, you know, I text Sherpan, said, you know, can you help me get a place? All that other stuff. There's no doubt. Steelers, Ravens, best rivalry in football. It's all of that.
That's enough. That's enough. That's enough of him.
But now you have decked yourself out in all the Steeler gear today for the football show tonight, and appropriately so,
yeah.
I guess you could say, right? Because, I mean, that's a hell of a win, and they own the Ravens now. Let's just call it like it is. They own the Ravens at this point. I know you don't probably don't like hearing that, but we eight do. Out of nine, what? Eight out of nine. That's not
it's eight out of nine.
That's not two out of three. That's not four out of five. That's not a eight out of nine is a significant chunk of NFL games that you can take a little bit of something away from. But I'll ask it to you this way. We saw the Bills beat the Chiefs yesterday.
We did.
We saw the Steelers beat the Ravens.
Yes.
We saw the Chargers beat the Bengals last night.
Yes.
But, and I don't think people are quite ready to put the Chargers with those four teams, maybe when they beat the Ravens, if they beat the Ravens next Monday night, people will start to think a little differently. But what I noticed when me and Cam looked at the AFC board earlier was people still the book still doesn't have the Steelers on the same level as the Chiefs, the Bills, and the Ravens. They really don't, Dave.
Season expectations. And life is about managing expectations. So expectations going into the season, reality was 8.5 season wins. You know, Justin Fields and Russell Wilson are both the quarterbacks. Who's the quarterback? If you have two, you don't have one. You have none, but you have a good defense. They beat the Ravens without scoring a touchdown. Six field goals. None of it makes any sense. And right now, bettors agree. They're not betting the Steelers to win the Super Bowl. They're not even betting the Steelers to win the AFC. It makes sense until it doesn't. And then when we're talking in January about the Bills and the Steelers for the people, that's the people's AFC championship, Mike. That's what I swear a lot of people would love to see. The Chiefs have had a great run, and they were due to lose. It was going to happen. They weren't going undefeated. I was circling Christmas Day when they go to Pittsburgh and play them there. Hopefully we'll be able to watch it after the Netflix debacle over the weekend with the fight. We'll get to that in a second.
We will.
Yeah. I was just as excited about the Steelers winning at +3 as I was about your Buffalo Bills. I was going to come on in Buffalo, but I felt we needed a little Pittsburgh representation with Scotty out. I was going to come on in full Bills regalia. I have it right over here, and I may even change because we're going to do two segments because it's just not enough to do one. Mike, MVP? Is your boy the MVP of the league now, Mike?
I think, and I'll say this in a way that doesn't make me sound like a I don't think I ever try to do this. I don't think I ever completely sound like a full Buffalo Bills homer when I talk about them here, either on this show or anywhere else. I think, Dave, because of the fact that the team is so different from the last 4 years, I think that gives them a bump. And now beating the Chiefs in the regular season again. You know, this is not the Diggs, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer group that they have been with. I thought that this would be a transition year for them, not a rebuild, more of like a they're mixing in new guys, younger players, and they're 9-2 again off of all that. They're going to run away and hide in the AFC East. And if they go 14-3 and they got more marquee games between now and the end. They have the Niners on a Sunday night game. They are going to Detroit. How about this? You might have a game in Detroit in December between the Bills and the Lions, and they have a combined three losses or four losses between the two of them when you get that game in mid-December. So because they have other marquee games that he can win, I think and look, Lamar's great. You know that. But these voters sometimes, in all the MVP sports, sometimes have fatigue about giving it to the same guy every year unless it's no doubt about it, you can't give it to anyone else. And if Allen's case is close enough, I think he's got a good shot to get it.
I think you're right. You saw it in the basketball, right? I mean, it was Joker, Joker, Joker until it wasn't, and then they had to give it to Embiid because it was somebody different and his stats were justifiable in the argument. I don't know. The guy keeps winning games. You talked about the schedule. The schedule's not easy the rest of the way. The division is because the Jets are, I mean, they're the content, the gift that keeps on giving every single week. The Jets, it's fun to watch, especially fun to bet against. The Patriots are in a complete rebuild and have a young quarterback who looks like he may be the guy, but they're not going to win games. And listen, the Dolphins already lost a lot of games. I don't think the Steelers are going to also play a lot of high leverage football the rest of the way. The AFC playoff picture is pretty much decided as far as the participants, not actually the order. If everybody got to go through Buffalo or Pittsburgh, it could happen. It really could happen. But I mean, you talked about the NFC. You talked about going to Detroit. They're going to bill that as a Super Bowl preview. No, Bills Lions in December.
Yeah, and me and Cam mentioned this earlier. And you know, if you think about a Super Bowl matchup, that you know, kind of something different. And when you think about two tortured fan bases that have never won anything. If you ever got Buffalo and Detroit, someone has to actually win for the first time ever. I think the storylines end with the teams. I think it would be a hell of a game. And I it's hard for me to even talk about because I obviously want it to happen so badly. But I just can't even think about it because I know that that guy – in Kansas City is still going to be sitting there in January.
I know.
And even though you beat him this week, beating him twice has not been easy for Buffalo. They haven't been able to do it.
And they're getting healthier, right? They're getting guys back that you know they're coming. That Super Bowl would be like the Indians and the Cubs, right? When somebody had to win it and it turned into a legendary 7-game series with a crazy ending. In the game, I mean, Buffalo Detroit would have been perfect last year in Vegas. It would have been, oh baby, oh Vegas wasn't ready for it. But you give them New Orleans instead, where it's closer, more people will go. Hell, they'll drive. They won't even have to get on a plane, Mike.
Bills and Lion fans. If that ever was the game, or even if one of them was in the game. They go to London. They talk about that dopey Super Bowl in London. They'd even be there if that actually happened. We're going to come back super rapid fire second segment with like several topics that I have to get to with Dave. Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Monday. Carver High in for Scotty. We'll come back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back. Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Monday. Carver High in for Scotty here on the grid. Dave Sharapan is with us at Sportsbook at Siglier. A lot of things to get through. Not a lot of time to do it. The super rapid fire segment with Dave we are going to do here. Number one.
Yes.
Is there anything you possibly like in this awful football game tonight? I gave some number earlier that Stroud is 3-8 against the spread, is a favorite of 3 or more. You know, is there anything you like in the Cowboys and the Texans, Dave?
So I'm going on Pro Football Today. We do the pregame show. Somebody will have a bet somewhere on it that will might make sense or not, but no. Listen, yesterday was a good day. There's nothing. Maybe you make a case for as bad as Houston has been on the road. Maybe Dallas plus the points, but it's going to be an ugly football game. I mean, it's under. I mean, a total low enough for you? 41? Oh, yeah. Ugly.
Cooper Rush to throw 2 touchdowns at plus 400 tonight. Cooper Rush to throw 2 touchdowns at plus 400. two scenarios. They're either in the game.
You're going to have a first touchdown guy. You've been smoking with these first touchdowns.
I went chalky tonight because it's his first night back. It's Nico Collins at 6-1. It's I mean, 6-1 is still pretty good. But it's chalky for the first touchdown market. Number two, next thing for you. College football this year, we're down the stretch here. We have this enormous Indiana-Ohio State game coming up on Saturday.
Yes.
You have been involved with this for a long time.
Yes.
They go from 4-12 this year. Everyone tried to tell you that it was going to make the regular season not as important, mean less. It couldn't be further from the truth. These games now, there's more games with more juice over these last 3 weeks. And some of these teams, they have, you know, you're still getting some decent plus money on some of these teams to make the playoff. And a lot of wild stuff is going to happen here. And I think Penn State's too high, Dave. I know you don't like me saying that. Penn State's too high on that ranking.
It's fine. You know I love you, but you're not the first person to tell me that because I get it. All right. Like, I've been defending the Big Ten for like a week, 2 weeks. People were coming out of the woodwork. Hey, you want to come on the show and talk about the Big Ten? No. I will talk about this. I will talk about that. But then I go on anyway and try to defend them. Mike, this has been great. Saturdays, for you, me, people that love the game, the sport,
love it.
You know, like my buddy Jay Lou is listening right now. He's driving around Pittsburgh. He loves it. We all love it. The games have definitely been great. I think there's been storylines. I mean, LSU got smoked by Florida over the weekend. Elimination game done. You talk about Penn State being too high. You talk about maybe Indiana being too high. What? Where do they put this? What do they do with your Irish? What are they? You're wearing the green. What do they do with Notre Dame?
As I said to Bill Bender earlier in this show, it's not Notre Dame's fault that when they scheduled Florida State and USC and all those teams that they picked this year to suck. It's not their fault that that happened.
All of them. Not just one, Mike.
Well,
all of them suck.
They went to College Station and beat Texas A&M. Now, they have a real bad blemish on their mark with the Northern Illinois game. There's no question about that. But 11-1 is going to get them in a 12-team playoff. And I could see it now and I could smell it. They're going to set up Notre Dame-Penn State. They're going to find a way to do it. And it's going to be the question is, where's the game going to be?
Mikey, we got to go.
It's gonna come.
We got to find a way to go.
Because I feel like when they do these matchups, as much as they're going to try to sell you that's their rankings, you know what they also do, that crack, crab, and lobster committee behind closed doors. What's the best games for television? And Penn State, Notre Dame would be a huge game for them on that first round weekend of the 20th or 21st, whatever it is. Next. In all of your years in this business, did you ever think that you would see the nonsense that you saw on Friday night with that boxing match? And I said here Friday, I was stunned that they let people bet on it because anywhere. Now, they couldn't in New York. New York shut it off. You weren't allowed to bet it in New York.
Yep.
I'm stunned that there were parts of this country where you could bet on that fight because it was an absolute scam, Dave.
If you give books and odds makers time and volume, we can make a number on anything and take the bets and manage the money and kind of see where it's going. If you give them the lead up to this and basically a simple equation, 27 is less than half of 58. You go, okay, what are we doing right now? I mean, Matt and I talked about it on Bostonian versus the Book all week because he's a boxing purist. He loves – I mean, I am a huge boxing fan. That wasn't boxing. That was a show. It was a circus, all right? I mean, we got Mafia behind the scenes. He's doing MMA shows. He's doing combat shows. That was – Saturday was fighting. Friday was not. And if it was our book, Mike, I would have said, listen, let the other books get the money. Let them go do it. That's fine. We wouldn't have booked it if it was up to me, but people bet it. Listen, I got calls from people from Texas and all this other stuff. Hey, what's the bet in this? Well, bet the over. It's going to go to distance. Nobody's going to hit anybody. I don't want to. I want to see Tyson lock him up. Well, then bet what you want. Why did you ask me? Happens all the time. It was ugly.
It's absolutely ridiculous, and it was a complete farce. And finally, tonight's the night. We got a big ticket on Paul Skeens to win the NL Rookie of the Year.
Come on!
And he was a finalist for the Cy Young. He's first team All MLB. And you're telling me he's gonna lose to Jackson Merrill tonight for the NL Rookie of the Year? I don't want to hear it, Dave. Bring me the Skeens ticket tonight, Dave. Go ahead. Tell me I'm getting it.
Skeens is winning it tonight. And listen, I'm biased. It's nighttime in Pittsburgh behind me. The stats say it. Him being a finalist for the Cy Young say it. He's got all of, I think, the big push has come for him to get it. Like, this is going to be, they're going to have more questions answering why he didn't win it than if he won it. If I was voting, maybe I'm a little biased, I'm dressed in Pittsburgh stuff from top to bottom, I would have voted for Skeens. I hope you win it.
Let's go. We got to get this tonight. By the way, 5 seconds. Cam likes the Sharks tonight at home against the Red Wings. He had a lot of big dogs on the NHL board tonight, man. Big dogs on the NHL board. You're
with
them.
Let's go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back for Coast to Coast here on a Monday. Carver High in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here tonight. We do have, me and Dave just talked about at the end there, the MLB is finally getting to their awards this week. It took them long enough. I don't know what takes so long, but finally they're going to announce tonight. I think it's Rookies of the Year tonight. Believe it's managers tomorrow, Cy Young's Wednesday, and MVP's Thursday. They can't even do it all in one night. They got to stretch it out the entire week. Season's been over for weeks, and they have to do that. But I think that's also coincides with they have the owners' meetings going on this week. So they kind of do it around there. But we are looking for the big Skeens win tonight because we have Skeens parlayed with Aaron Judge to win AL MVP and Tarik Skubal to win AL Cy Young from way, way back in late May. So we are hoping that we are able to finally bring that one to the window this week coming up here. We do have some college basketball. We have not gotten to that yet tonight. Several games are on the docket for us. They are not of the big ticket variety. Let's just say that to start things off. You have IU Indy. Who? Visiting Iowa State tonight. You have UT Rio Grande taking on Wisconsin. Auburn has North Alabama. Arkansas with Pacific. All these, look at these numbers. All in the 20s, these games, except Gonzaga, who does have San Diego State tonight. And that game is at San Diego State's place. So a little road game for Gonzaga there, and they're still laying 10.5. Against the Aztecs. So you have some good games, and there was some interesting games over the weekend. I was stunned Alabama went into Purdue on Friday night, and Purdue beat them 87-78. So nice job by Purdue at home in that game. Scotty had Purdue as well, so good hit there. And Wisconsin smashed Arizona in their game, which was a nice win. And I'll do this one for Luke since he'll make him happy. St. John's did win at the Garden, the Patino game. And they were all chanting, "Who's your daddy?" in the final minute, 85-71. St. John's beating the Lobos at the Garden. Nice effort by Tarleton State against Baylor last night, 104-41. But that's the kind of year that we're in right now when it comes to the college. We mentioned the nonsense with the fight with Dave, of course, on Friday night. Forget that. The Paul Tyson thing was a joke, especially after they stared at each other for the last five rounds. The fight before them, the Serrano-Taylor fight, was absolutely insane. And that was where, and look, thankfully, if you just needed Netflix to watch those fights, because if that would have been like a pay-per-view thing where you had to pay for it, I think you would have seen people real upset. But that fight before them was, it was violent. And I still can't figure out how the Serrano girl didn't win. I mean, they took a point away from Taylor, and she still won by a point. It was one of the more bizarre decisions you'll ever see, but kind of par for the course for the kind of event that they put on. And I'll say this too. Netflix, they got a month to figure it out. They have NFL games on Christmas Day. They cannot have what they had on Friday night. They can't have thousands of people, millions of people with the little wheel spinning in the middle of your screen as you're trying to watch a live sporting event. Clean it up. Can't have that. We got two games on there on Christmas Day. Don't want any of that. NFL's King Crab. They're not going to have any of that in terms of people not being able to watch the games. That'll be the last time they'll be on Netflix if they have to deal with the situation there. And this is for Mafia. I thought the UFC Jones cleaned that dude Stipe out on Saturday night. I did catch a little bit of that, and he cleaned him out. And that Oliveira beat Chandler. And Chandler, enough with it. You shouldn't wait 2 years between fights. That's basically what it comes down for him. So there you go. We got it all in today. So tonight you got Monday Night Football, Cowboys and Texans. Not the best game on the card, but that's why we put the plays in, because we make it the best game on the card. We find a way to get involved, and we will with the Cowboys and the Texans tonight. You got a ton of NBA games. You got a ton of hockey games with some very big dogs. So big dogs in hockey, huge totals in the NBA. Those are probably the two things to look at in terms of tonight. Scotty will be back tomorrow. We have NBA Cup games tomorrow night. We, of course, will hear about the heroics in Pittsburgh as he got to see the Penguins win on Saturday night and the Steelers win on Sunday afternoon. And barring any travel snafus that he had on the way home, should be in a very good mood as he gets back for Coast to Coast with us tomorrow. Great job by Cam Stewart today. Great job by Bill Bender, Dave Sharapan, of course, Mafia Luke, and the crew. Pharrell, Coast to Coast on a Monday. Game Time Decisions is next. We will see you back here tomorrow on C2C on the Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.